CBS News presents a special on-the-spot report on the disorders which followed a concert by Paul Robeson in Peekskill, New York, tonight. Here is your reporter, Don Hollenbeck.
A week ago tonight, a pattern of violence was set. Paul Robeson, the Negro baritone, was scheduled to give a concert near Peekskill, New York. That concert was canceled. Canceled by fists, by passion, by the conflict between those who thought Paul Robeson ought not to be heard because of his outspoken communist sympathies and those who insisted on hearing him regardless or because of his political leanings. 9 persons were hurt in that violent cancellation of that concert. Today, at the invitation of the Westchester County Committee for Law and Order, Paul Robeson tried a repeat performance, and he sang. He sang the song of the Warsaw Ghetto. He sang Go Down Moses. He sang those songs to an accompaniment of violence that outdid last Saturday night's premiere. This time, CBS News was on hand with tape recorders to bring first-hand eyewitness reports of this event today in which more than 30 persons were hurt, some of them seriously. At this hour, there have been 16 arrests, and the full extent of the injuries is not known. Now, here is today's story on CBS recordings, beginning with the start of the parade by the veterans and their bands.
Coming along here is another group of veterans. Apparently, they have broken up their parade into sections. This section is led by a former Army major in uniform, a Marine, Army private, 2 sailors, an Army sergeant. And a very pretty girl leading the band. Police have detoured the traffic to keep the street on which the veterans are parading free of cars. All cars have been circling around the area, entering the concert grounds from what would amount to the rear. There's a group of young boys here yelling at the people stopped in their cars. These are all young boys, not veterans.
Now, the reason for today's concert. Frederick Gottlieb, a spokesman for the Committee for Law and Order, tells why Paul Robeson was invited to make this second appearance.
Doctor, who arranged the organization here? They seem very well organized, and the place is well guarded so that no one could break in.
Well, the Westchester Committee for Law and Order, its only purpose was to notify the authorities of the complete breakdown of law and order last week and ask that adequate police protection be guaranteed these people.
But there wasn't much time before there were other sounds than drums and statements and the sounds of voices. There was a pulsation of violence, and now we hear CBS reporters John Jefferson and Edmund Scott on the scene when that pulsation of violence began.
There's been the first bit of violence. I don't know who started it. Police have grabbed someone here. Police are pushing everyone back. The parade is broken up at the entrance, and the veterans are running back here. Police helicopter is overhead. The first bit of violence. Police have just shoved a veteran back. First outbreak of violence here. The first outbreak of fighting began when one man broke through the opposite side of the road through the veterans' lines and punched one of the men in the concert grounds. Police arrested him immediately and are now massing here at the entrance, holding the people back. There are hundreds and hundreds of people here, and if there's a serious outbreak, it will be very bad.
There's hate here. There's bad feeling. And now we go on to the recurrence of the violence. Again, CBS reporters John Jefferson and Ed Scott at the scene.
Apparently someone from the concert grounds had rushed up after the veteran. State police in Westchester County and local police are trying to push these men back from the fence onto the road. They've moved onto the edge of the golf course now.
love it. You're giving them 8 pages of publicity when they only get this much if you stay home.
Police helicopters now circling over the trouble area. These paraders, the veterans have been joined by a lot of younger men who certainly don't look like they're old enough to have been veterans and who are very vociferous in their attitude. They're all looking defiantly at the police as if to say, I dare you to hit me. The situation has gotten very tense here. There's no longer any order to the parade, just men moving back and forth on the highway, blocking the entrance to the concert area. Every little while, the police are able to split the crowd and let some of the people who are walking into the area.
This is real bad now. This is it, Scott. They are turning over. Stones are flying all around the place. A trooper has been hit on the head, and he is staggering around. He's being pushed into a state police car and taken off. Oh, this is terrible. Milling crowd is trying desperately to keep these people back. There he goes. Now things are quieting down. Pushing the crowd back off the concrete road. And skirmishes are breaking out all over here. The police are fighting the cops, and they are beating up a Negro. They're beating up the cops are clubbing him. They're clubbing him. He's right here. You might have heard some of that. That was a real rough and tough skirmish.
Believe it or not, all this happened in America this afternoon in the most beautiful countryside you can imagine, right up the Hudson, not very far from New York City. And now we hear the voice of reason, Westchester County District Attorney George Finelli, against a cacophony of voices and police whistles, makes an appeal for moderation.
I'm talking about you fellas. You conducted yourselves fine up to this point, and I wouldn't want to see you spoil it. Now, will you please give me a hand? Because I certainly don't want any of you fellas to get into trouble. Now, we'll talk about that later. Please be reasonable now. And I know that every one of you will cooperate with me because this is my responsibility. And I want you all to give me a hand.
That was District Attorney Finelli appealing to the crowd to disperse.
Please give us a hand now, and I'm appealing to you.
The crowd does not want to let him speak.
I'm going to ask you all to disperse and go home. Now, wait a minute. Listen. Just take it easy now. Because you have to find yourself in trouble. You know what you have to do? You have to be smart with the final.
Remember, this was the United States of America on the afternoon of Labor Day Sunday in 1949. And now we hear Norman Barger. He's a veterans leader. He's referring to District Attorney Finelli. He appeals to the crowd again to quiet down.
He's standing right here. He just give me his word. Put your hand up so they can see you. He just give me his word that this is the last meeting. If we don't cause trouble, they'll never come to Peekskill again. Well, that's the best I can do.
What is your name?
Barger. Norman Barger.
Norman Barger. That was Norman Barger appealing to the crowd to end their attempt to cause trouble here.
That was our afternoon up the Hudson River, not far from New York City this afternoon. And now let's get a summary of the situation at this hour. John Jefferson sums up the situation at Peekskill.
Peekskill has suddenly quieted down. This area has had one of its most hectic 14 hours. The 1,000 or more police who have patrolled all day and into the late evening hours are going back to their homes. But a special state police detail will patrol the Peekskill area all night. At least 100 of the people who attended the Ropes concert, all men, were taken just a short time ago from the abandoned golf course. They had waited for transportation since 3:30 this afternoon. Then they couldn't leave because of the fighting and the veteran supporters who lined the highways. Also, bus drivers refused to make the return trip to New York because they had been stoned. District Attorney Finelli had 4 drivers deputized tonight. He said they had to drive or go to jail, that they had 500 different excuses for not driving. This evening, the police searched the cars still in the concert area and found everything from baseball bats to chisels and black pepper. 3 men from the Ropes in concert were stopped when their car was smashed with rocks. They were arrested when police found they were armed. It's difficult to tell how many people have been injured here. One special hospital unit across from the concert area handled at least 15 persons, some of whom were sent to the hospital. Late tonight, 3 police prisoners were brought in with broken arms. Perhaps 40 young men from both the Ropes and Veterans Group have been taken to Croton, New York for arraignment. They were arrested on various charges. The danger from roaming gangs seems less now. Roaming gangs who were looking for people who had attended the concert. I saw 2 cars overturned and thoroughly wrecked in the town of Cortland. The people in the cars were taken to the hospital. Driving through Cortland less than 2 hours ago, a group of possibly 30 young men threatened to stone the CBS car. Then they saw the CBS sign. What has happened here today, you have to have seen to believe.
That's the story of a concert in 2 installments. The concert that began last Saturday evening north of Peekskill was adjourned sine die and tried to carry on tonight, or this afternoon, rather. The pattern of violence. Paul Robeson, you've heard from CBS reporters on the scene north of Peekskill some of the things that, as one of the CBS reporters said, you would have to have seen, to have believed, could have happened in Westchester County this afternoon. And now, here's our announcer.
The last to leave the scene of that concert, as darkness fell tonight, were some 100 Robeson guards. A special police escort took them from the area and on their way to New York. Police had questioned the men for more than an hour. District Attorney George Finelli told Leon Strauss, vice president for the Leather Workers Union, who was in charge of the guards, that they were held because, quote, one of your men clubbed a policeman. Strauss said the group of guards was recruited to protect Robeson in case violence flared at a veterans parade protesting the Negro Singers concert and staged simultaneously with it. You've just heard a special broadcast from CBS News on the Paul Robeson concert and the disorders which followed it, tonight in Peekskill, New York. CBS reporters John Jefferson and Ed Scott were on the scene with tape recorders, bringing you actual accounts of the violence between supporters of Mr. Robeson and the various bystanders in the area. As of tonight, New York police are holding some 20 men for questioning. And as you heard, more than a score of persons were injured, some of them seriously. This broadcast was brought to you from CBS News headquarters in New York. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.